Time to talk technology with our guru, Jeff Quattromani. How are we doing, mate?
I'm really well. How are you?
Not too bad. Is it a bit like Christmas for you when the Google event comes round?
Look, it really is. I mean, this year, Google held their annual event, and not only did it talk about software updates and things like that, but they really went heavy on product announcements. So a new smartphone that will compare with the iPhone SE, so more affordable. A new pair of headphones that will compete with the AirPods Pro. So again, a Google alternative to that. But now a Google smartwatch. So the Pixel Watch is coming, a good Apple Watch competitor. And then some news about a tablet coming next year as well. So an iPad competitor. It really looks like Google is taking everything to Apple now.
In the exception of the tablet, because I guess they're a bit different, but when you talk like a smartwatch, headphones and a smartphone, would they sell them in a bundle?
They probably will from a telco level. I would imagine that you'll have the likes of Telstra and others trying to package deal a lot of this sort of stuff. But at a retail point of view, I don't think you'll see them as bundles. They'll probably be individual because, to be honest, they're going to be expensive individually. So if you bundle them up, it's probably only going to cost well over $1,000 in either configuration. So it might not be a good idea.
But just on the smartphone, which is probably the most important one, it compares well to its iPhone competitor?
Yeah, it will, and it's at the exact same price too. It's $749 when it arrives in July. This will be a really good alternative if you don't want to spend, you know, too much money over $1,000 for a smartphone, like a lot of them are today. The Pixel 6a will be a great alternative to people at less than $1,000.
Okay, now, mate, do you wear glasses as a matter of course?
I don't.
I think you do now. I think you want to though, don't you?
I do, because Google announced a prototype at this point, but it's a pair of augmented reality glasses. Now, on the surface, doesn't sound that exciting, but clear lenses that you would wear. But when you're talking to somebody and they're speaking a different language, you'll actually get subtitles in the lenses. So in your field of view, you will get live subtitles of everything that you're hearing. So if you're talking to someone who's speaking Mandarin, you'll get the English subtitles right in front of you that you can then understand. Now, hopefully, they might be wearing the same glasses and will actually get your English response translated to them. But that would be amazing from a travel perspective. Imagine going to China and being at the markets and hearing everything but not understanding. These glasses could actually give you live subtitles to the world.
Actually, I guess that's probably my question is, if you are with a group of people, how does it know which voices to translate for you?
That's a good question. So what I've seen in the demos, it's based on which direction you're looking. So if you're facing the person, it will pick up their voice and produce subtitles for them. Because they also displayed it with television. So if you're watching, you know, foreign film and things like that, you just need to be looking at the TV and you'll get the subtitles. When you look away, you would stop receiving that.
Just makes for a very slow conversation because they'll need to say something and then you'll need to take the glasses off, put them on them and so that you can say something and it can translate for you.
But if we're all wearing them, it wouldn't matter,
good
right?
Point. Yes, maybe. That would bring a spare set. Wherever you go, take two sets. And finally, we can stay warm with a pretty flash jacket this winter here in the Upper Hunter.
Yeah, look, I've been a bit lucky. I've been very warm and cozy wearing a jacket from Bosch. It takes a fairly large battery, almost like what you see on cordless drills. And you plug that into the jacket. It's got a USB port that you can charge your iPhone or something else with that battery. But inside the jacket are heating elements. So on the chest, on the back and lower back area, there is heating elements. They're all woven into the fibers of the jacket that have three heat settings. And when you zip it up especially, it gets very toasty in there. And if you're working outside this winter, this jacket would make a lot of sense.
Does it come in fluoro colours? They'll sell billions of them around here.
It doesn't have enough fluoro colours, to be honest. It has some reflective areas, but not enough sort of orange and greens and things like that. It's a black jacket, unfortunately. So
they might want to rectify that if they want to improve their sales around here.
Yeah, it's a good point. Anywhere, actually. I mean, any builder, any tradie, it would make a lot of sense, especially if it had the high-vis.
Have a good word to your friends at Bosch and get back to us next week. Jeff Quattromani, as always, thank you for talking technology.
Thanks for having me.